This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. And as always with these segments, please drink responsibly if you choose to do so. Samantha, what are you sipping on?
I am sticking to alcoholic seltzer water. I'm not sure how good this brand is, so I'm not going to name it on our episode. But it's pineapple flavor, and it's nice and tasty during the summer weather.
That sounds lovely. Well, we are recording quite a bit right now, and there's a lot of, like, Star Wars stuff happening, because it's my birthday tomorrow. So I made kind of a French 75, kind of, with what I have around, so, like, the Annie version of a French 75.
Okay.
Also, the season finale of Only Murders in the Building was last night, so I woke up, I was up really, really late, and I woke up really, really early to watch it, so a little tired.
Yes. Doing a whole celebrations.
Yeah.
Ugh, silly me. I thought it already played everything. So we do a whole thing where we binge the entire thing. And we came up on the last episode. I was like, oh no, it's not finished. I was wrong. So I didn't get that last episode.
I think that was probably my fault.
Did you? Is that why? Is this all your fault?
Well, because, like, usually Hulu tells you, you know, like, how many episodes are left and how long they are and what they're called and all that stuff. And so I only saw 8, so I thought there was only 8, but it turns out there were 10. And I definitely told you and your partner the season finale was like 2 weeks ago, because that's what I thought.
It's over. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Son of a, as we hit the net last episode. Like, we just got to sit there like, no. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
No. I stayed up really late watching a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and then I woke up really early to watch it.
Have you watched The House of Dragons yet?
I haven't. Have you?
Yes, we watched it, and then we watched all the extras, because that's what we do.
Was it good? Should I watch it?
It is good. The conversation, we are hopeful. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay. Like, I didn't love the ending, but I didn't think it was awful. Everybody else that I know are like, this is the worst ending to one of the best shows. How could they ruin the series? Like, the level of anger is palpable. And I was like, okay. All right. So people still have a lot of bitterness, as we talked about previously, to the series. So I think we watched the extra to see what is promised. Well, what is, try that again. We watched the extras hoping to see a better take, and they wanted to be like reassured, such they being the fans who are still mad, want to be reassured that it's going to be better than the last one round. And because Martin is actually heavily involved, apparently he has his own production studio called GRRM, which obviously, there you go, the clicking, right? And it's heavily involved, and he is one of the creators this time and not just a producer. So there's a little more hopefulness to this route. Interesting. It's interesting. There's a lot of characters in here that I know the actors as comedians, so playing these serious roles that I'm like, huh, that throws me off a little bit, but okay.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, this is actually kind of relevant to what we're talking about today. I've always said I really enjoyed watching Game of Thrones when it was like a cultural moment and everybody was talking about it. I really loved the social aspect of that. So I was sort of going to wait and see with this one. I did see it was like the largest premiere on HBO. I think it had like 10 million viewers and it broke Twitter or something.
Premiere.
But it was really, really funny getting vague texts from my friends who were watching it because they didn't want to spoil me and I was trying to figure out the context and what they were talking about.
Yeah.
I heard there was a queer relationship that caused some drama.
Yeah, this is the first one that I've seen that I had a legitimate...
I wouldn't know.
Did they tell you who the relationship was? Because I'm not going to say it if you don't know.
Oh.
Well, like a different take on it. I was like, oh, look at that. Which I said that to my partner and I was like, hey, yeah. And he had to think back on the relationships. He was like, oh, you're right. It's the first of this. And he was just like, oh, you're right. And I was like, yup. So it's interesting. I think it's going to be fun. The Iron Throne is different. And I appreciate that as well. You know, they spent a lot of money. A lot of money.
Well, I've been thinking about this recently because we just keep seeing a lot of news items about how, like, Netflix is in turmoil and HBO Max is in turmoil and the streaming wars. I'm like, but how much did you spend on Stranger Things? How much did you spend on this show? And then, you know, I sent you a text. There was a brief snippet of the new trailer for The Last of Us for HBO Max.
Which, by the way, Nick Offerman's in it? I didn't realize this. I thought at first it was advertising a different show, and then I watched another trailer, and I was like, oh, he's actually in it. Is he the brother?
No. He's, well, I guess it depends on how you define the creepy dude. But no, he's the guy... He's the guy in that town that they go to early on in the first one when they need, like, a car, they need a battery or something. And his town is all booby-trapped, and he and Ellie really don't get along. And he has, like, a relationship with that guy who killed himself and left that note. I was wondering if Pedro Pascal was going to do the accent, and he did, and it was pretty good. And then they were just quoting lines from the game. I was just... Oh my gosh. So excited.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
So we are doing an episode where I'm just going to talk about my pre-con nerves, I guess, or what I'm feeling going into Dragon Con, which is coming up. And in fact, I believe as this comes out, it's going to be... September 1st, and that's the first day of Dragon Con. And I mean, I'm pretty nervous, I guess, because I you know, like in a regular year, I'd be nervous. But in this year, we've got COVID, we've got monkeypox, we've got polio. So there's all of that. And it's just not going to be the same, which is, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it does make me sad. I have somebody who's coming for the first time this time. So it's not going to be the same for them. They do have mask requirements, lower attendance, but it's still, like, I'm not used to being around that much people anymore. And then my cosplay, I have put off a lot of stuff. So my Disco Luke cosplay is coming along. I think it's going to look great. I thought it was going to give me my Mark Hamill tweet, but then I found out he really doesn't like that costume. So who knows? But I'm going to do it anyway because I love it and it's too bad. it will never go away. Mm-hmm. And then I have my cool Stan Luke, which is my Winter Soldier Luke Skywalker mashup. That one needs a lot more work and I only have one more weekend to do it. So that's a little nerve-wracking. And that is obviously because of Sebastian Stan looks like Mark Hamill, and I didn't realize it, and apparently I have a type. Mm-hmm. But I'm nervous about that, too, just because I've gained a lot of weight during the pandemic, and I know I hate that I think that, but I do think that. And so that's making me a little nervous. I'm afraid, like, the costume will rip or something. You've got to test these things out. You've got to put them through strenuous conditions. And then just, like, having friends... Dragon Con is very tiring. Conventions in general are very tiring, at least for me. I would love to meet a well-rested person at a convention. But there's going to be a lot of us in kind of a small space. So that's always a little stressful. Just transporting everything is so stressful. So I'm nervous about that. Like, just getting there and getting back and all the work you have to do to cover that period so we don't miss anything. And then, I know we talked about this in our recent book club on Queen of Geek. I've had, like, transformative experiences at Dragon Con. I've met people. I have a group of convention friends. But there is still, as we've talked about, being a woman at a convention like this can be a little scary. I hate that I have to do this, but I'm always, for people in the group, we have to have our accountability buddies. You have to check in at certain times. You have to watch their drinks. Like, mm-hmm. just always in the back of your head knowing this could go from a really fun experience to a really not fun experience. And there is this risk that we have to keep in mind as women. And I mean, it's a given you'll probably be harassed by somebody. And I've had many experiences where I want people to go and have fun and I don't want to hover too much. But at the same time, I'm concerned. I'm worried, especially if there's like alcohol involved. I don't know. It is a concern. And especially, yeah, like, you know, unfortunately, the first time you came. Mm-hmm. The texting is not always great, shall we say, because a lot of people, the networks get overwhelmed, your batteries might die. But also just for me, like, I usually have to, because of the costume I'm wearing, my phone is in my boot or something. It's not my hand. And so I just don't check it as often. I forget about it sometimes because there's so much other stuff going on. I don't take any pictures. Actually, it's kind of one of my great regrets. I have no good pictures of my cosplay, which, you know, I'm planning on fixing. I want to do a whole photo shoot. I think it's going to be good. Yeah, so you might not, you know, you might text a friend kind of worried, like, where are you? Is everything okay? They don't text back forever. And you don't know whether that's because of one of those reasons or because something has gone mm-hmm. wrong. And so that's a little frightening. I will say I've been very fortunate. I usually go with a big group of friends, and most of them are women. And we do look out for each other, and we check in on each other. They've definitely prevented me from... I was just being an innocent soul. I didn't realize what this guy was asking me, and they're like, no. You do not need to go with that guy. And it makes me sad that it has to be that way, but I'm happy that we are so looking out. And I remember once... this young girl, I mean, I think she was underage, but she was drinking. She was pretty drunk. And I just there was no doubt in my mind. I'm going to make sure she's fine. I got her some food. I got her some water. I made sure she got where she needed to go. And it wasn't a thing I was annoyed about. It was just like, I don't want her to have a bad experience. I don't want this to become a memory that should have been a fun thing. And it becomes a very negative thing. So that's super important to me. And it really is beautiful. I hate there are all these negative aspects and all these risks. And I was there that one year where people threw these really heavy chairs from the 12th floor. And I was out on like the smoking terrace, and that's where they threw them. And I like raised my Captain America shield and kind of deflected it. I mean, it wasn't coming straight at me, so I would have been fine, but I kind of, the shield, but somebody ended up in the hospital. And it's things like that. I'm like, why? This, you're ruining everything. Well, I'm excited. I'm nervous, but excited. I did get a sparkly, like, glitter mask, gold glitter mask. So that's cool. Maybe I'll have some pictures and I'll share them. Hopefully it's going to be a good time for all of us. Hopefully I don't get COVID. But yeah, I think we're going to do a revisit on the other end. And hopefully it is a happy revisit. I've said hopefully a lot, but that's what I'm hoping for. In the meantime, cheers.
Cheers.
And listeners, oh, please, if you've been to any conventions, if you have any cosplay you want to share, let us know. You can email us at Stephanie at momstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram at stuffonevertoldyou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Cheers, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.